Thousands of children across Norfolk have been learning how better to spot the signs of sexual harassment, violence and bullying. It's something that's been taught in schools over the last year. It's called the Bystander Programme. Perhaps you've had a youngster in your life who's come home and talked to a bit about some of the lessons they've been learning. Well, we can tell you a bit more about it now. It's been paid for by the Police and Crime Commissioner. Our political reporter Paul Moseley has been to Nicholas Hammond Academy in Swaffham to find out what some of the pupils there have made of it.
We've been learning about what an active bystander is and that you shouldn't watch a bad situation and not do anything, because it makes it seem like you think it is amusing or entertainment, which it isn't, and it's not right. And you should be willing to help anyone that is in these kind of situations that you can help with in a safe way.
Like, people shouldn't have to feel like they have to protect themselves at school, because it should just be a safe environment already. And like, they shouldn't have to worry about what they're wearing or what time they have to leave to go back home or something like that.
Sometimes in the winter I have to walk home. I walk a really abandoned way home, I guess. And sometimes I will just have my keys in my hand, just like jab anyone if they come too close. But I feel like I shouldn't have to feel like I have to do that, because it's obviously not normal and it shouldn't be.
No, you should be able to walk home perfectly safe.
My parents have also always said, oh, don't walk that way home, there's no one down there, so if you like get like kidnapped or anything, no one will be there to try and help you. And it worries me and my little sister a lot, so we've stopped walking that way now.
I think it makes me feel sort of safer that we're learning, like we've learned about the 5 D's. So they're direct, delay, distract, delegate and document. And these are methods of intervening to prevent inappropriate behaviour. So we're sort of learning ways that we can help others around the school and just in general.
And do you think that has been happening? Have people been calling out behaviour when they've been seeing it?
Yeah, I think it makes me feel safer when out and around that people are learning of ways to prevent these behaviours. And so I think in the school it's something that, when needed, can be brought into practice.
I think that some people have changed their behaviours, because it was weird for people to find out how desensitised people our age have got, and how people have gotten used to the language people use in insults or jokes. But I think most people found out that the little jokes or insults they make with their mates could actually have a massive impact on someone who overhears it. So I think that people have definitely changed their behaviours and how they joke around with people, now knowing what those words actually class as, because sometimes it borders on homophobia and sexism, and that can really harm someone if they overhear it.
And what kind of language and phrases have you got in mind there?
Sometimes around the school I have heard people saying very discriminatory words towards people in the LGBTQ community, and how they usually call them slurs or basically really bad words. And honestly, a lot of people have stopped doing that now that we've had the lessons on how much it actually has an impact on people. Even if they were just calling their friend it for a joke, it does have an impact on people and it can harm them mentally.
Going off this language, you got phrases like you throw like a girl, man up, grow up hair. These have a massive impact on all people, girls, because they feel discriminated against, and because you get some very famous athletes that have amazing throws, things like that. Then also, it has a massive impact on men as well, with how the male suicide rate is incredibly higher than the female, and it's not talked about as much because men are deemed to be people who shouldn't speak out and who need to bottle up their emotions and should be these very masculine, big people who everybody can't be.
Year 8 and 9 pupils at the Nicholas Hammond Academy in Swaffham, with Paul Moseley there talking about being part of the Bystander Programme and what's being taught in schools. It's been paid for by Police and Crime Commissioner in Norfolk, the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office, talking about how to better spot the signs of things like sexual harassment, violence and bullying for youngsters in our schools. We'll have more on that for you in an hour's time here on BBC Radio Norfolk.